He sharpened himself with a file. He sharpened himself all that himself.
You see the big things that go around?
No, he sharpened that with his hand. No.
Was big kind of grind?
Yeah, I can remember that here they had one. Yeah, it's like sea mat, made out of like a sea mat, and you see, and you go and you can sharp your knife, sharp an axe, or sharp anything new.
What kind of sharp knife would you keep around? What kind of?
Right now?
Yeah.
I've got a file. I sharp my knife with a file.
What kind of sharp cutting instruments did you have back in those days?
File, yeah, that's all I can see. They had file and like those things that I tell you, it's like a sea mat and they had a handle and you just do like this and turn it with water, put water as you had to be two. One just to turn it and the other one just, you know, to put the water and then shove the knife or the thing like that.
Did you ever see these things they would have in
there? Yeah, in hand, yeah. How you call them? I don't know. We don't know how you call them, but I have this here that I cut all my flowers with.
Your daddy ever used a straight razor?
Yeah.
To shave it?
Oh, yeah, he never had those, they got those days. He used to use a straight with a long hammer.
To shave it?
He used a beard. Mm-hmm. He had a mustache, he didn't have no beard. I mean, he shaved every. Every week, he never shaved too much. Like these days, every morning, they shave. Not him, every week he used to see it. And he had an old man that used to cut, yeah, with a strap. An old man was cutting his hair, just trimming his hair. He didn't believe in all that, just trim a little bit and that was it. But my old grandfather, he had the beard up to here. We're talking about these days, but they had that old day too. The hair up here. Of course, there wasn't no hippies that old day. There wasn't like it today, but they had long hair and all.
When they were getting all the trees, brush off the land, you say they were doing what? They were.
When they're getting all the trees?
Off the land, yeah. You know, you say they were doing what?
No, they never would take a tree out of the land there or anything like that. They never caught a tree. What we had in the chimney there, what we had, that was found on the beach. You never see old people cut any trees, destroy any trees or anything, but so that was the protection of the island. They had to call it the protection of the island. They had to call it, but Lord, it destroys the sea like it is now. They had the beautiful sea, all with those stamps on the beach and everything there on this side. That was beautiful then. All those stamps that built, you know. Oh, they had the trees, all of that was all trees there. Beautiful trees, Lord, they destroyed all that. They all filled the big days and everything else.
Yeah, you said they were doing what?
Clear the whatever the land for them to build. That's what I'm saying.
When you were coming, say a log in the road, you know, you tie a rope to it
and pull it wherever you want to pull it. You want to put it on the side, if you wanted to put it on the beach, or I think, or you haul it with the truck or something.
Yeah.
Like I done not too far away from here. One fell, it fell, and. It broke in two, so we had to break it and then we pull it on the other side because it fell on the other side. So he wanted to take it because he needed the wood on it. And then to boil crab or shrimp, something to make a big fire. Every 2 or 3 weeks, we got something going around there to boil crab and everything. Then right, he's going over there. And you know, that's what I don't
know.
You got George Brad there and his friend, they all come down and have a bowl at night and everything. They got poison on top of poison. Ball crab and everything in the summertime. Oh, they have good corn in the summertime. In the winter, you can't do nothing in the winter, but in the summer,
you can't. Did you ever see, what would they use to break the ground up with real fine?
Oh, they have some kind of